This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hey everybody, all my cat lovers and new listeners and veteran listeners, we're back with another episode of 19 Cats and Counting here on Pet Life Radio. And I have a guest today who's been on before, Peter Cohen. We're going to talk about FIP Warrior and what is FIP, and wow, there's some cures for it now. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back with 19 Cats and Counting here on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Rita Reimers. I am a certified cat behavior trainer. And I am here with the awesome Peter Cohen. I'm actually a member of FIP Warrior, which is one of his organizations to help raise money for FIP. Now, FIP is feline infectious peritonitis. What is that, Peter?
So FIP, feline infectious peritonitis, is an autoimmune disease. It's actually come from a series of mutations. All cats get coronaviruses. There's a common coronavirus in cats, and usually it's harmless.
Not the same as COVID, right? Not the same.
It's a coronavirus, only it's one in cats, not humans.
Okay.
And in 1% to 2% of the cases, it mutates into the deadly form of FIP. Once it does that, it is always fatal without treatment. And until 2016, there was no treatment. So all cats who got FIP died. In 2016, Dr. Niels Petersen and other researchers working at UC Davis and other universities around the world came up with the idea to use human antiviral drugs to try to treat this. And Smokey, my cat, was one of the first cats ever cured in that first drug trial. There were 20 cats in that trial. Only 7 made it, including Smokey. And to pay it forward, we set up Zen by Cat way back in 2016 to fund ongoing FIP research.
Other part of my cup, Zen by Cat.
To be clear, Zen by Cat is our legal nonprofit where we raise money for FIP research. And FIP Warriors is a group I co-founded with Robin from a very amazing woman in New York. And FIP Warriors' mission is to save today's cats. So they have been helping people get connected with the drugs and helping their vets with questions. And it's a 12-week treatment program. So FIP Warriors and now many other groups we work with save today's cats. And Zen by Cat is raising money specifically for ongoing research to help hopefully end FIP for all cats. We try to, we are funding, looking for a vaccine. We're looking for better drugs. The drugs we have now absolutely work, but they take 12 weeks. We're looking for a test. There is no definitive test for FIP. So there's a huge need for ongoing research. And unfortunately, we're kind of a victim of our own success. We've saved hundreds of thousands, if not millions of cats. It is absolutely treatable, but we still raise money for that very, very important ongoing research.
And you still have Smokey with you, yes?
Yes, Smokey is celebrating. He was cured in 2016, so his 9th anniversary is coming up August 25th. And I would like to announce we're going to start a campaign. When I met Dr. Niels Petersen, he said they, meaning researchers around the world, needed $1 million a year to help end FIP.
Wow.
Our goal was to raise $1 million a year. Unfortunately, it's harder. We raise about $100,000 a year. So Smokey has raised $830,000 to date, and we want to get him past $1 million. So we're about to launch a huge campaign, help Smokey cross the $1 million line.
I love it. I donate my $10 a month, but we need to get more people to afford that.
Yes, that's the big thing. Our whole main effort is getting people to sign up for $10 monthly automatic donations. Last year, we donated $100,000. More than half of that came from $10 monthly donors. We want to avoid the this thing where we have campaigns, the same people donate again and again.
Yeah, it's true.
And we're trying to spread it out. We just ask people $10 a month, two cups of coffee a month. Please sign up and you will make a world of difference in this fight.
It's less than the cost of ordering a pizza these days or DoorDash or anything like that. If you're doing that, just don't do it 1 week and donate that $10 to FIP research.
Yes. And Smokey is a happy, healthy 9-year-old cat because people before donated. Don't forget when Smokey went in that trial, all cats died and those who lost their cat were still donating. We wouldn't have the drugs today that cure FIP if people hadn't donated in the past. We're asking people to do the same thing for the future.
I love that. Why do you think some of the cats didn't make it?
So in the first trial that Smokey was in, and actually Miss Bean was my original cat who got in the trial who didn't make it, that first trial was trying to establish the real world time frame for curing the cat. So they started at 2 weeks treatments. By the time Smokey ended the trial and entered the trial, they were up to 9 weeks and he actually completed 12 weeks. So in that first trial, their goal was to just figure out the dosage. So probably more cats would have made it if they were dosing at 12 weeks from the beginning. And then just even though these drugs work in 85 to 90% of the cases, there's still 10 to 15% where the cats just don't make it and they don't know why. That's why we need more drugs, better drugs. And ultimately,
that's why
we want a vaccine, right? Because if we could just have a vaccine, and nobody would have to deal with this in the first place.
Well, that'd be awesome, wouldn't it? So what exactly does FIP do to the cats? Why is it so fatal, other than the fact that there wasn't any drugs before 2016?
I'm not a vet. I have 9 years of knowledge of working with vets and working with this. So feline infectious peritonitis is an autoimmune disease. And basically, the cat's own autoimmune system is attacking itself. And that's as far as I can go without pretending to be a doctor. But these drugs are amazing. We treat cats there's several kinds of FIP, and the worst being neurological, where the cat can lose the ability to walk and go blind. We've treated cats so near death and they come back with these drugs. So they absolutely work. It's almost a miracle when 2016 Smokey was cured, these drugs didn't become available on the black market online until 2019. And so from 2016 to 2019, still all cats died. And then on 2019, these drugs started to become available online and we started connecting them. And since then, we are accepted by vets all over the world. Again, we don't replace vets. We work with cat parents and vets. In the United States, it's now legal for vets to prescribe compounded versions of these drugs. This is a legal loophole. The FDA basically looks the other way because there are no FDA-approved drugs. Uh-huh. And we help people through the 12-week treatment program. We help their vets connect with other vets. We help cure cats. And as I said, we have cured hundreds of thousands, if not millions of cats to date.
So it was illegal at one time for a veterinarian to prescribe these drugs. It's because it was a drug for humans, right? I mean, that's how they discovered it worked for the cats. Do I have that right?
Well, so without getting into too much detail, the deal in 2016, the patent owner of GS441524, which is the main drug used all around the world to cure FIP. There are other drugs, but that's the main one. The patent's owned by Gilead Sciences, and they had agreed to let Dr. Peterson trial these drugs. And if it worked, they were going to license it. And then COVID came along, and the parent drug of GS is remdesivir, and it's used to treat COVID in humans.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
And for reasons that I don't need to go into, Gilead didn't want to involve cats. They had a larger human market for these drugs. So they never licensed it. So the drugs were never licensed, and therefore vets could not prescribe them legally. We were getting them online for years and years and years, but a vet would endanger their license if they prescribed it. Now they can prescribe the compounded versions. That's helping us a great deal. Although I will tell you, still often a vet will diagnose FIP, prescribe the meds, but it takes 5 days to get the meds. And FIP, often it's really important to start treatment right away. So we will help them get drugs immediately. They will start. And then when their pills come, we will transition to those pills. So we are still helping save cats.
You have like a little stockpile, or is that how that works?
We don't stockpile the drugs. Basically, we keep some on hand, but we connect the parents. What we do is we have some and we give them these drugs no charge and they get started and we tell them, after you cure your cat, you can pay it forward and help someone else get started.
Nice.
I don't make any money from, you know, I don't sell drugs. I don't make any money from this. This is just giving access to drugs that if the cat starts the treatment that day, the cat will live. If the cat has to wait 5 days, many cats don't make it.
And there's been some new discoveries, some new drugs that have been discovered that help with FIP. Is that correct?
Yes. So the main drug is still GS-441524. Okay. GC-376 is actually the drug that we've used in that first trial with Smokey. That one is owned by an American drug company called Anavivin. They are saying maybe this year they will finish the 7-year FDA approval process. GC may become the first FDA approved drug. There are others, names I can't pronounce, that have worked. They have different side effects. I will tell you, GS is the safest of these drugs. It's been used in multiples, many, many multiples of dosage without causing any harm to the cat. Some of the other drugs they use when GS doesn't work work better in hard cases, but they have stronger side effects. And then there are more drugs in the pipeline, which we fund research for those drugs.
Yeah, I've been lucky. I haven't experienced FIP myself, you know, being that I've had so many cats in my household, I'm surprised.
It is a relatively rare disease. It's 1-2% of felines. This includes tigers and lions.
Oh, they get it too. I didn't know that.
Yes, and any feline. And if you've never heard of it, you know, you never heard of it. And
then
once you hear about
lucky, you never heard of it, right?
Right, right. The first time my first case of FIP was in 2014. I had adopted two kittens like we often did. Peanut and Butter. And Peanut, we thought she had a cold, took her to the vet, and the vet said, you need to euthanize this kitten. She has FIP and there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, that used to be standard protocol.
And we did. And sadly, there are still vets who euthanize FIP cats because they don't know that it's treatable. I'm not knocking vets at all. This is what vets were taught until recently.
Right.
So part of our outreach is getting the message out and sharing it with people. That it is absolutely treatable. So that's one of our main goals is education.
I'll tell you, anytime FIP comes up with anybody I'm talking with, they know you and they know FIP Warriors. Everybody knows what you're doing. And I find it remarkable that so much time and attention was spent on curing this disease. It's amazing. I'm impressed.
Yes, Dr. Niels Petersen, again, who worked with others, but he was the researcher who I think in 1964 identified FIP, if I'm not mistaken. And he spent his entire career trying to find this cure, and he found it. He actually had been retired, and he came back out of retirement in 2016. And altered the course of feline health and is responsible for millions and millions of cats surviving, which means millions and millions of humans not going through the horrible pain of euthanizing kittens. It does strike all ages, but mostly kittens and older cats because it is an autoimmune disease and kittens have undeveloped immune systems and older cats have weakened immune systems. So, but it can strike any age.
Yeah, I have a friend who runs a kitten rescue. I think she's in Houston. And she had to euthanize quite a number of kittens because she had a FIP breakout. And this was just before, I think, the trial happened. So she's in a much better position now. But when we come back, we'll take a little break. I'd love to talk about how you recognize the signs of, you know, when somebody might suspect a cat or kitten has FIP. And then I know you're doing some new things to try to raise funds and awareness. We're going to talk about that too. So we'll be right back after this message from our awesome sponsor.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand only from Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
And we're back now again with 19 Cats and Counting and Peter Cohen, who's one of my heroes, who organizes FIP Warriors and raises funds to help people get that drug to their cats. There never used to be any cure, but now there is, wonderfully. So what do people see? I mean, to suspect their cat or kitten might have it, because I know time is of the essence.
Absolutely. So first, I want to make clear, my focus is on Zen by Cat. We are a nonprofit that funds research. FIP Warriors, their focus is on saving today's cats. We work with them and other groups. I co-founded FIP Warriors, but I have very little to do with running it day to day. That said, FIP, there are different forms, wet, dry, neurological. All of them share your cat will become lethargic, will stop eating, will lose weight. And then, as I said, there's no definitive test, but what happens is the vet does a full blood panel. And from blood markers and observations, Dr. Peterson was famous to say that any vet should be able to get to an 80% diagnosis in one day.
Wow.
What we want to avoid are our vet spending weeks and lots of time and money chasing 100% diagnosis. It's not necessary. The drugs that we use to treat FIP are very safe. So we get to an 80% diagnosis. The cat starts. If the cat, it is FIP, they respond really, really quickly. In a day or two, you'll see a difference.
Amazing.
If it's not, you're not hurting the cat. The saddest stories are people who spend so much time and money chasing a diagnosis and then run out of money or time. The cat doesn't live long enough to treat. So it's really important that we get a quick diagnosis and we start the drugs. And FIP or is more than Zen by Cat, but we both do this. We help get that information not only to cat parents, but to vets who may or may not have a lot of experience treating FIP. We work with thousands and thousands of vets all over the world, connecting them with vets who don't have a lot of experience. And so maybe this is the first or second time a veterinarian has diagnosed an FIP cat, and we connect them with other vets who can help them through the process.
So let's say there's not been a definitive diagnosis in cat, but everything else has been ruled out. So treating him as if he has FIP won't hurt him. Will it also prevent him from getting FIP?
No, but the idea is that you get to an 80% diagnosis, you start treatment, and in a couple of days, you know, oh, this is working. Or if it's not working, then you can keep going down the road of more and more tests and more trying to find what it is, right? There's an irony. It used to be before these drugs were available, we help people with diagnosing FIP, and we were hoping it was cancer, right? Because at least cancer was slightly treatable.
Something you could identify.
Now, it's the other way. Now, we hope it's FIP, because FIP is treatable, and cancer ultimately is not that successfully treatable. FIP is way, way more treatable. So that's the impetus, is to get treatment started quickly.
And you have another goal toward developing a vaccine to eliminate this disease, basically.
Yes. So Zen by Cat funds FIP researchers all around the world through the Every Cat Health Foundation. So, and they distribute the money we raise without taking any fees. So it's when you send us $10 a month, which is the main way we raise money, we guarantee that $9 every month goes directly to researchers. We fund researchers in many different countries. We fund research looking for a vaccine, looking for better drugs, looking for a definitive test. So you know when you send us money, it's actually going to the researchers.
Right.
And yes, the Holy Grail, which I don't know, I don't have an update, but UC Davis quite a few months ago announced that they were getting ready to start trials on a vaccine.
I love that.
And we always take it with a grain of salt, because there had been a vaccine many years ago that was released that was a failure. So they really, really want to make sure it works. But that's the Holy Grail. If we could get cats vaccinated, you know, kittens go through a series of standard vaccinations. If we could add one more, which is for FIP, that would take this away, and we could go out of business.
Well, that would be wonderful, that to not have the need for that. And you could also buy merchandise on your website. Is that true? To support the cause? Like the mug?
We have an online store, zenbycat.shop, and we make deals with many, many companies. And every sale on zenbycat.shop generates donations and support for FIP research. As I said, our main program is getting people to sign up for automatic monthly donations of $10. It's easy. You can easily pause it and cancel it. But that is the best way you can fund ongoing research. And then, of course, we welcome single donations, and we have various other events. But the message I want to get people out, go to zenbycat.org. It lands on the donation page. You sign up for $10 a month, we'll give you this free Warrior t-shirt.
Yeah, that you pay for, by the way.
So yeah, the way it worked, just to be clear, how carefully we guard your money. When I set up Zen by Cat, the bylaws require that we have to send 90 cents of every dollar to the researchers. You can't really run a nonprofit on 10%. I make up the difference. And demonstrating that when we give you a free t-shirt, the t-shirt actually costs us $12. When you send us $10 that first month, $1 can help go to the t-shirt, $9 goes to the researchers. It takes us 12 months to pay for the shirt. If you quit early, which you can, I make up the difference. The point being is that really, really, you're making a huge difference when you sign up. And you get to choose your own shirt. Yours can have no sleeves, but you can get one with sleeves, different style.
Well, you have to show off those guns, Peter.
No, I'm just always hot. But and people sometimes say, oh, please keep the shirt. I'd rather help Cass. We want you to wear the shirt because this helps start conversations. Lots and lots of people see the shirt and they ask me, what's that? And then you get to tell them, oh, we're a nonprofit, FIP, maybe you can get them to donate. So that's why we send you the shirt. We want you to wear it. We want you to help get our message out. And the last thing I want to say is we have longtime supporters who send us $10 a month and they sometimes say, I wish I could give more. We don't want people to give more. We want them to find friends to give. Because one of the things Dr. Peterson told me is if one very rich person donated $20 million, no drug company is going to make a drug for one person. But if we get thousands and thousands and thousands of people donating, not only do we raise the money we need, but it shows drug companies that there's a market, that there are people who are willing to buy these drugs.
That makes sense.
You can help us by telling your friends, hey, I'm already a donor. Why don't you sign up too?
Exactly. Don't order that pizza this week. Right. Give it to Fifth Warriors.
Or order smaller pizza.
A smaller pizza. You were talking about you're heading someplace soon to talk about FIP. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there's a FIP symposium in Colorado on the, I think, September 5th and 6th. And
wow,
I'm going to attend, and there's going to be lots of researchers. The main focus, they're going to release more information about a study about an FIP outbreak in Cyprus, which appeared to be the first time that it seemed to be contagious. I will tell you, generally, it is not contagious. We still tell people you don't have to isolate an FIP cat. But there was this very strange outbreak in Cyprus, and they did a lot of research. They're still doing research, which we help fund, by the way. And then I just get to connect with researchers and fundraisers, Robin from FIP Warriors and Deb from, she's going to kill me, I forget the name of the group, but we belong to coalition groups. Lots of them will be there. I get to connect with all these humans that I work with.
I love that so much because, you know, we want to save those cats, and it really is a personal endeavor for you. It's more than just the cats. It's getting the world to understand and donate and help eliminate this disease.
Well, and I fell in love with cats 35 years ago when I bought my house. I have 28, including Smokey, rescued cats who live with me. Cats, I've said this often, help me survive the human world. I come home from the human world and after I do a lot of cleaning, I
totally
sit down.
I understand. I live with 16. I get it.
Covered in cats, and it just makes life easier.
Well, someday when I have the money, I want you to come out and redesign my house to look like yours. If you haven't seen Peter's house, you need to go to ZenByCat. Is it .org?
ZenByCat.org, or if you just Google Peter Cohen cat house, House of Neckel, we have thousands and thousands of videos.
Fascinating to watch your cats. You have me beat. You've got, what, 28 cats? And they all get along, like my 16 get along?
Mostly, not
always. Or they passively coexist.
The house is big enough that those who need to be apart are kept apart. But generally, they get along. They were all adopted as kittens, so they grew up with the other cats. But, you know, cats are like humans. They can get along for a couple of years, and then they cannot get along. And we just work with the cats and try to adapt to them.
The other way around, too, like suddenly I'll see two of my cats canoodling and I'm like, whoa, I've never seen those two together before. So you just never know with cats when they're going to decide they like another cat or don't like another cat. That's what makes them so fascinating, right?
And just the magic of cats, you know, I can sit, you know, cat people know this. You sit down and you're covered in cats and then you don't want to move because you don't want to disturb them, even though you can throw a cat off your lap. They don't care, but you care. And you just sit there, and I can sit there for hours and just feel good.
I've taught my cat, I got to pee. So they know they've got to get off my lap because I'm going to go pee and come right back. It's funny the things that you can teach them. Do you have any last words of wisdom you'd like to leave us with? And also tell people how they can go donate. Where do they go?
So if you go to zenbycat.org, it lands on the donation page. That's the number one thing. Sign up for $10 monthly donations. If you can't donate, we totally understand. Sharing, following us on all the platforms, we are Zen by Kat, and then sharing our videos is a great help with the algorithms. We have thousands and thousands of videos with millions of views. Sometimes a video will get, you know, a million views, and sometimes it gets 500. We never know why, but one way you can help
is
share them. You like them and you share them every time you share them and tell the algorithm, hey, I like cats. And if you just like cat videos, we're the plebs.
Well, watch the whole video too, because I think if you only watch like 10 seconds of it, it doesn't get counted or something.
Yeah, the best help is watch the whole video, like it, and share it. That's the gold standard for how you can help us.
I used to have this dream as a little girl. I was telling you before we started that everyone donated a dollar. If a million people donated a dollar, I'd have $1 million to help the world with, right? So you're kind of doing the same thing I was fantasizing about as a little girl, only in $10 increments, right? If everybody donates $10, we can eliminate FIP, and that would be one less disease we need to worry about.
Right. If 5,000 people donate $10 a month, that's $1 million a year.
And that goes to exactly what your researcher wanted. What was his name again?
Dr. Niels Petersen. He's actually going to appear virtually at the symposium.
Awesome.
He's retired, but still super active and still interested. In fact, I'm going to Zoom with him shortly because he likes to see Smokey, his number one saved cow.
So definitely you're both following your life's goal and your life's mission. I want to thank you so much for coming back on Nights and Cats Accounting again. We'll have you on as many times as you want to talk about it because it's an important topic for us to talk about.
I look forward to being on the time when I can say we have a vaccine and we are going out of business.
Hopefully one of these days I'll end up going back out to California and we can actually meet in person.
It's hard. We love visitors.
Anyone I don't have a pet sitter anymore, so it's a little rough.
Anyone who's going to be in Santa Barbara, California, let me know. And we set up free visits from people from all over the world. You can sit down on the floor and Smokey and his now 27 friends will entertain you.
I love it. My pet sitter moved to Massachusetts, so it's a little far of a commute for her. Thank you so much. And of course, I want to also thank Mark Winter for giving us this awesome platform on Pet Life Radio. I'm forever grateful. And don't forget, every day is Catter Day. We'll see you next episode. Bye-bye.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.